The scripture I want to share with you today is from 2 Kings chapter 2, verses 1 through 13. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elisha, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he said, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho. The company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Did you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elisha said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they were both standing by the Jordan. Then Elisha took his mantle and rolled it up and struck the water. The water was parted to the one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elisha said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." He responded, "You have asked a hard thing, yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elisha ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see him, he grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. He picked up the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and went back and stood on the bank of the Jordan. He took the mantle of Elijah that had fallen from him and struck the water, saying, "Where is the Lord, the God of Elijah?" When he had struck the water was parted to the one side and to the other, and Elijah went over. May God add blessings to the reading and the hearing of God's word today. I was hurrying through the Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport. And if you've ever flown in or out of that airport, one of the busiest in the world, you know what a hassle it can be. Sometimes you have to take a train from one terminal to another, or even a bus for international flights. If you only have a few minutes between flights, you have to hustle and hurry, dodging the crowds and the suitcases in a desperate dash to get to your next plane. But at least sometimes they have live music playing in various places. So there I was, dashing through the terminal with a tight turnaround to catch my next flight, and suddenly I stopped. I had to. Right in front of me was a display about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. There were photos of him making speeches and pictures of him and his family and artifacts like his eyeglasses, wristwatch, and transistor radio. But what really caught my eye was his actual preacher's robe hanging in a glass display case. Oh man, I thought, if that robe could talk. At the time, I was still in seminary, tentatively trying out my preaching chops, and I thought, wow, what if I put on Dr. King's robe? Would some of his power and courage be imparted to me? Would I get his charismatic command of language, and would I be an inspiring leader as he was if I wore his robe? I had to rush on to catch my next plane, but the questions and speculations continued to whirlwind in my mind. I quite deliberately chose today, the evening of the day we celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day, to be installed as the pastor here, and I quite deliberately chose the scriptures we have heard describing how the mantle of power was passed from one prophet to the next. Although more than 50 years have passed since Dr. King died, his work is not done. His dream of racial harmony and dignity and unity still appears to be on hold. We seem to have regressed instead of progressed until since his death. Every day there is something in the news to let us know the work is not finished and there's still much, much more to do. We are called to figuratively, if not actually, put on Dr. King's robe that he left behind and carry on his legacy and fight to make his dream a reality. Elijah left his mantle behind in the hopes that someone would come along and pick it up and continue his work of bringing God's message to the people. Elijah never thought twice about picking up Elijah's mantle. He had a moment of testing it. Would he be able to do the same kinds of powerful things as his mentor had done? He rolled up the mantle and slapped the water, expecting something to happen. And when the waters parted again, he went over and started on his journey, walking in Elijah's footsteps and making his own mark over time. This is what I plan to do with you in the shadow of Dr. King, to pick up his mantle and don it and go out into the world proclaiming peace and unity as he did. His dream is my dream. His dream is our dream. As he once said, we must live together as brothers and sisters or perish together as fools. One of the things I told the search committee when I came to visit was about an African-American preacher colleague who, when he heard I was serving a predominantly Caucasian congregation, he said that was something he couldn't do. And I told him, and I tell you that this is my call. This is what God has asked me to do. This is the way I am to make a difference in the world. Was it Dr. King or was it his moral hero, Mahatma Gandhi, who said, be the change you want to see? It was Dr. King who said Sunday morning at 11 o'clock is the most segregated hour of the week. I want to see that change. I want to be that change. I want church to be different, to be a place where all people, black and white and brown and red and whatever and whichever and whoever, could come together and worship together and work together to make that King dream a reality. This is my call. This is what God has asked me to do. It is not a call for everyone, as my colleague articulated, but it is one I embrace. And it's apparent that you here at First Christian Church, Rio Redoso, embrace it as well. In calling me, you have said two very important things. You have said first, black voices must be heard. And you have also said women's voices must be heard. You did not do this just for show. You understand that just because I am here now, the work is not over. Like Elisha on the banks of the river, the work has just begun. And you have said you want to walk and work alongside me and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ as we make a difference in the world. With his guidance and strength and love, we now take up the mantle of peace and power and sacrifice and commitment, and we throw it on our own shoulders. When Elijah asked for a double portion of Elijah's power, he was really praying that he would serve as well and as faithfully as Elijah had, that he would inherit Elijah's gifts and graces and carry on his work. Elijah, you remember, had some formidable foes, especially the evil Queen Jezebel, who made it her mission to kill him. Martin Luther King's enemies made good on their threat to kill him. So when we pick up this mantle, we have to acknowledge the risks that come with it. Are we willing to take those risks? I am. Are we ready to serve in the face of opposition? I am. Preaching peace isn't always popular. Preaching equality isn't always accepted. But today we have sent out a strong message. This is what we believe we are called to do, and this is what we will do though we die. Thank you for calling me here. I promise and pledge to work with you and walk beside you as we do our part to build God's glorious kingdom right here, right now. Let us together bend down and pick up that mantle, because now is the moment to strike those waters, to watch them part, and to cross over into our new reality on dry ground. Amen. This is the start of a wonderful journey together, where God is going to lead us. Can't really say, but it will be a wonderful place, and we will do wonderful and marvelous things together in God's name for God's glory. Well, it's now official, and it feels good. Glad to be here with you, looking forward to many wonderful years working with you and loving you and being with you and following God and doing all that God would have us do. Thank you, Kim, for joining us this day and for all who are here to celebrate just being together. Thank you, God, for being with us this day, and may God bless us all, everyone. Amen.